Matilda Kahutia joins us. We've got Ngākatia Wānanga Solutions Manager, Matilda. She's worked extensively on drug rehab for our people, and it is a hot topic. And Matilda, thank you again for joining us on the program. Ko Dale Tene, hoki mai rā, te toi nei. Kia ora, Matilda.
Kura rā, Dale, namahi.
Tēnā koe, me koe hoki, Matilda. So Ngākatia Wānanga Solutions, just to remind us how long it's been going, why it was set up, and where it's at, before we roll into other matters, please. Matilda, the stage is yours for a moment.
Okay. The kaupapa's been going for about 9 years now, and it was created by a bunch of mamas, sisters, daughters, that felt the need to kind of... we had a lot of family members that were going through... drug addictions, needing rehabilitation, reintegration. And my son personally was going through that dilemma. And so I just learned through his journey that we needed to help within this kaupapa, because we saw the journey he was taking. There was a lot of great initiatives out there, but we thought we could donate in the sense, in the way of our knowledge within tikanga Māori to align and help as well. We thought it was needed, and so the kaupapa started from there. We started in the kitchen, then we went out in the community talking with people. We educated ourselves around the kaupapa. We started connecting the services, and then Ngākatia Wānanga was created, and we opened the facility about 3 years ago. And we now have three facilities that cater to our wahine and our tāne.
Well, tēnā koe. Is it funded? I mean, did you receive some government pūtea, or how has Ngākatia Wānanga been able to move on financially to put in place all that's needed in this space?
No, we're not funded at all. So basically, from the beginning, we fundraise. Like I said, the kaupapa started 9 years ago. We were able to open the facility 3 years ago from fundraising and some support from the community. But basically, it's run on the WINS payments that we are able to get for our men that come through here. And we also... we have a cost fee, but it's 9 out of 10 times it's never met, because of course our people can't afford a lot. But we do, we have to have that cost fee there to be able to keep ourselves sustainable. But it's been a struggle to actually sustain ourselves, but we're doing it, and it's mostly funded through... through MSD, through WINS payments, through our men that come through.
Tēnā koe. I'm picturing a different approach in the rehab, and we know that the rise in methamphetamine use is a significant challenge to all sectors of our society, certainly not just for Ngāi Māori, Matilda, but we have our own ways of supporting and encouraging our own to modify behaviours, change the trajectory of their lives using kaupapa Māori approaches. There's an absolute dearth of rehab centres, residential rehab centres. How does what you're offering at Ngākatia Wānanga Solutions differ from the mainstream approaches, Matilda?
I think we did a lot of work in our approach here, but first and foremost, I let it be known that it's tikanga Māori that's the foundation, and that where we deliver from this kaupapa that we have here at Ngākatia Wānanga Solutions. It's different. I think it's not so much for us. We've been doing this for thousands of years, but I'm finding it's been definitely there's a lot of barriers we've had to face to get a better understanding and even appreciation of the tikanga Māori knowledge that we have here within this healing space. For me, it's been like the starting of the movement and the ground work of opening kura kaupapa Māori and you know, kōhanga, where we had to start from the roots there. And this is kind of what I'm feeling here within this environment, that we're spending a lot of our time fighting the barriers to be able to deliver tikanga to our people in these healing spaces, which is okay. For me, from what I heard, we're very few and far between our tikanga Māori rehabilitation spaces. I find that I was really overwhelmed when I heard, and the first time I heard this was from actually inside the prisons, where our men receive little, if none at all, and they said to me, "Whaia, we're doing our own, kind of creating our own tikanga Māori healing spaces with inside the prisons, but we're finding it really hard to find anywhere in the reintegration and rehabilitation space outside of prison to go to. There's pretty much nowhere." And I was really, really taken back by that. They said we were one of the very few of the pathways to go to. I think there was only a couple. And I mean, when I say tikanga Māori, it's not